USA Radio News with Dan Naraki.
Violent protests broke out in Jerusalem for a second straight night Saturday as Palestinians clashed with Israeli police. At least 60 Palestinians and one Israeli police officer were injured as protests continued over the potential eviction of Palestinians from homes in East Jerusalem claimed to be on land owned by Jewish settlers. More than 200 Palestinians and at least 16 Israeli police were hurt a night before as protests erupted, prompting the U.S., the European Union, and the United Nations to appeal for calm. And the leader of Scotland says she will hold a second independence referendum after the COVID pandemic subsides. After gaining seats in the Scottish Parliament in Saturday's election, Scottish National Party leader and First Minister Nicola Sturgeon said she intends to give the people in Scotland the right to choose their future. The SNP held on to control of Parliament, winning for the fourth straight election. And London Mayor Sadiq Khan was also re-elected Saturday to a second three-year term. This is USA Radio News.
When thinking about life insurance, my accident reinforced you never know what tomorrow might bring. That's why I reached out to AccuQuote. AccuQuote helps people find a life insurance policy that meets their needs. Since 1986, they've helped millions of folks save up to 60% on their life insurance by comparing the rates and features of dozens of top-rated life insurance products. A healthy 50-year-old non-smoker can buy $500,000 of 10-year level term for less than $45 a month. A 60-year-old under $120 a month. Longer or permanent terms are available. Even if you already own life insurance, you really need to check out my friends at AccuQuote. Don't worry about health issues. Remember, they help me. As a pastor, I'm concerned about your soul and helping you to make sure your family is taken care of. Life insurance is more affordable now than ever, so don't make them wish you'd made that call. 877-437-4781. Call now, 877-437-4781. 877-437-4781.
Each policy points and availability vary by state.
During a visit to a Border Patrol facility on the southern border on Friday, Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas repeated that the border was closed, as he touted a steep decline in the number of unaccompanied minors being held in Border Patrol facilities. But critics say that's hard to believe with migrant apprehensions at a 20-year high. Congressman Troy Nels says the administration's efforts to stem the flow of illegal immigrants has done nothing. The Texas Republican tells Fox News that during a recent border visit, he saw migrants from more areas than just the Northern Triangle countries making the crossing.
Kamala Harris the other day was talking about the Northern Triangle, El Salvador, Guatemala, and Honduras, and the number of people entering up through Texas. But what we noticed in Yuma, as many of these individuals that are coming through the borders there outside of Yuma and San Diego are not from the Northern Triangles. They're from Russia, Cuba, Brazil, Romania. Russia and Romania, 6,000 miles from the Northern Triangle.
This is USA Radio News.
You've heard me talking about MyPillow for 3 years. Folks, it's the truth. I get the best sleep of my life with a MyPillow. You can do it too. 60-day money-back guarantee, 10-year warranty, made in the USA. You'll sleep well or you'll get your money back. Go to MyPillow.com, click on the Radio Listener Special, use my promo code USA, get two MyPillow premium pillows for the price of one, or call 1-800-951-8175. Get the best sleep of your life and do it now.
One of the nation's largest fuel pipeline operators has temporarily shut down a major pipeline following a cyber attack. Colonial Pipeline says they took certain systems offline, temporarily halting all pipeline operations after a ransomware attack began Friday night. Colonial's pipelines supply fuel to much of the U.S.'s East Coast, carrying more than 2.5 million barrels of fuel a day from refineries on the Gulf Coast to states in the East and South. Senator Marsha Blackburn says federal authorities will move quickly with their investigation. The Tennessee Republican tells Fox News that she feels investigators will try to ensure a similar attack doesn't happen again.
I do feel that federal authorities will push forward quickly to get to the bottom of this. And one of the things we know is finding out what is the genesis of these attacks is something they're going to have to do more quickly.
And the star of some of the most iconic rock music videos of the 1980s has died. Wendy King reports.
The actress who starred in Bachelor Party has passed away. Tawny Catane, who married Whitesnake's lead singer David Coverdale, was famously on their videos. She also appeared in Seinfeld as Jerry's girlfriend in The Nose Job and co-hosted America's Funniest People in the 90s. She was married to baseball player Chuck Finley and was charged with domestic abuse for allegedly kicking him in the face with her high heels. Catane died at her home in Newport Beach, California, at the age of 59. The cause of death has not been determined. From the USA Radio News Pacific Northwest Bureau, I'm Wendy King.
And for USA Radio News, I'm Dan Naraki.